So it's another week and another new course coming to Rossit Adult Learning. Now this course is slightly different to a few of the courses that we've shown on Stray FM before. It is about wills, probate and the power of attorney and filling in gaps in people's knowledge of the law and the background in those areas. Now I'm joined in the studio today by someone who is a solicitor for over 9 years, someone who's got a massive background in this area and is someone who is best placed to teach this course. We have got the course tutor at Rossit Adult Learning. We've got Helen Forster in the studio. Helen, welcome. Thank you for coming in.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
As I said, your course, Wills, Probate and Power of Attorney. Now it starts next week. So there's only a couple more days left before you get going on the course to teach people with a bit of a background in the law in these areas. Could you just tell us, first and foremost, the course itself, just give us a bit of a brief overview of what you'll be teaching over the next 6 weeks?
Absolutely, Ben. So essentially, what Rossit has found is that there's a lot of people who don't know about the law. They don't know how to make a will and what's involved. And they're quite concerned about what we call in law succession planning. So who's going to inherit, for example, if they don't make a will? So the course came about by them approaching me to discuss that. So very, very simply, we cover everything on how to make a will, inheritance tax, which a lot of people are worried about with all the rules that have changed, and of course lasting power of attorney, which actually is for when you lack capacity in your lifetime. So it was very, very different, and it's just, as you say, to educate people on how these work on a day-to-day basis and what can be available to them should they need it. So a power of attorney deals with things in your lifetime. If, for example, you weren't able to make decisions for yourself on, say, property and finances or health and welfare, if you have appointed an attorney, they can make those decisions for you. So it is very different from an attorney in America, where people view that as the solicitor.
I see.
We are not using that same lingo in England and Wales. Probate, sadly, is when you've died. Actually, what happens to your assets, as we call them? So it might be your bank account or your pension, and somebody's got to obviously sort these things out, sell property if they need to, for example. And of course, if your assets are over the relevant tax thresholds, you might have to actually pay some inheritance tax to HMRC. So it can be quite complicated. So this again is a way of educating individuals in terms of what the process is, so that they can do it themselves should they wish to. It is a small classroom where people can advise me and give me their scenarios, because usually people that are on the course will have a certain thing that's occurred to them, or they might have signed up to be an executor in a will or an attorney. They don't really know what's involved. Now, if they want to discuss that within the class, there is no problem with that. I like it being interactive. But I appreciate a lot of people obviously will have very private matters and things they might not want to discuss. So whilst they can come and see me at the end of the class, and there's no problem with that, I do offer to come out and see them in their own home, where I can sit with them and go through it in much greater detail.
When it comes to wills, I know a lot of people may have been putting it off of actually coming, sitting down and writing a will, because it can be a bit morbid, can't it, sitting down and putting yourself to one side and thinking, what do I want to leave behind? But we were talking off air and you said, is it 80% of people don't have a will? So it is such an important document to draw up, isn't it?
It is. What I tend to find is a lot of people intend to make a will. They have every intention of doing it, but it goes to the bottom of the to-do list pretty much every year. The problems that do arise with it, they are in the news. There's been some cases this year where people haven't made wills, and it's actually ended up going to court, and family members have lost out on a significant sum of money. So there are a lot of reasons why you should consider making a will, certainly because it makes things easier for the loved ones left behind.
When would you advise someone to actually draw up a will? Because you think to yourself, maybe later on in life, I'll draw one up. A few years, I'll do one. But when would you recommend is a good age to actually start dishing out your assets?
We don't tend to look at it more as age, but more as trigger points in your life. So, for example, if you've bought a property, so you have assets, that's when a lot of people would make a will. Right. If you've got children, for example, and you want to appoint legal guardians to look after them, if, God forbid, something happens to you, that will be another trigger point. Sadly, as you say, a lot of people think it's for somebody who's of the older generation, and that's not actually the case at all, because sadly things can happen to us many years before that. And also, I find a lot of people say, I don't have anything to give. but when you sit and you chat to them and you find out what they've got and you actually sit and tell them, well, actually, you've got this, or you're at work and you've got a death in service, and all these things add up, and they don't actually realise they have money or assets to give. So I think there's a bit of a mix with that. So essentially, everybody who's over the age of 18 should have a will. But it's a question of when they realistically want to do that.
So if there is someone who's listening who does want to come to your wills, probate and power of attorney course, Helen, as I said, starts on Tuesday the 5th of November and it runs for 6 weeks from 7 until 9 o'clock at night. Helen, thank you so much for coming in. If you do want to find out a bit more about this course, you can give Rosset a call on 01423 563 768 or find them online at rossetadultlearning.co.uk. We'll also put some information at strayfm.com. Helen, thank you so much for coming in, and I'll keep an eye out for that course coming up next week.
Thank you very much.